Take your Bible and turn with me, if you would, to Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7. While you're turning, I will go ahead and tell you what I'm going to preach on next Sunday, because it's part of this. It's the text for next Sunday will be found in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, verse 18 through verse 23. It's about four types of people, four types of soil that seed is sown in, four types of gardens. And if I don't get to it today, that's where I'll finish up next Sunday. You need to find out what kind of garden you got so you know what kind of plants you're growing, because some of them not bearing no fruit, and they drinking water out of your garden that you could be growing tomatoes with over here. Because every weed has to have water. Some weeds have to have more water than some other plants. Now, I don't know about you. I've eaten a lot of stuff, okay? I've eaten turtles, woodpeckers, but I ain't never eaten no weeds. Well, I take that back. I probably have tried a few weeds at some restaurants I've eaten in. But they'll drink up more water in your life. I'm on something. I feel it. So I trust you to listen real carefully. Not just your pastor today, but I'm your prophet today. So listen real carefully. Sometimes when you pull them weeds up, you could pull a few roots up of something else over here that you need to keep. So you got to be careful. All right? Now, that's that. That's Jesus talking about the kingdom of God. Now, go with me to Genesis chapter 2 and verse number 7, like I said. Genesis 2 and verse 7. Don't answer out loud, but what was the first thing that God told Adam to do when he woke up, when he made him? And he breathed into him, and he made him. Some of you are looking at your Bible, so don't answer out loud. Don't kill my sermon, all right? What was the first thing that he told Adam to do? I was sitting on the side of my bed yesterday. And Paul, I said, God, I'm facing insurmountable odds in my life that I need a word from you. I can't face them. I can't hold them back. The winds are too contrary. And so I've lived my life for 36 years on a word from you. I need a word from you. Because if I don't get one soon, you and I both know how this is going to end. And God said, what do you tell people that tell you that? I said, I tell them to go to the garden where you started to start with. He said, go to the garden and find out what the first thing Adam did was and reboot your own system. Now, so Genesis 2:7. Because see, we think, another myth, we think Adam didn't work, Miss Debbie, until after the fall. He earns by the sweat of his brow, you know what I'm saying? We think he didn't work, Elizabeth, till after the fall. That's a myth. That he just kind of laid around in the shade and God did all the tending. God wasn't running the nursery. He made Adam an adult. And so, what was the first? Let me say this right here. This is in my spirit. If you're having trouble in your life of any kind, don't care what it is, if you want it to stop or be fixed, here's what I'm telling you to do. Pray for God's house first when you wake up in the morning. Our verse for the year, Matthew 6:33, what does it say? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Pray for God's house first. Train your spirit and your brain and your mind to pray for this place first, and then pray for me second. Do it diligently, and things will change at your house. Because if you pray for God's house and the prophet of God, the word that He spoke into your life, it'll start coming out, pushing it back. Do you understand me? Last time I preached here was Mother's Day when Elijah told the widow that was starving to death, feed me first. And she did, and she did not starve to death. Lord Jesus, help me. A friend of mine, night before last, at 9 p.m. South Korean time, preached in the largest church in the world. It was started by a man named Yonggi Cho after the Korean War, when South Korea was starving to death. It now has 750,000 members. My friend preached to in the building and through simulcast and outside, and I mean, it's just an awful pile of people you can't even imagine. Brother Ralph Sexton Jr. A dear friend of mine, his wife just died 2 weeks ago. He preached to over 650,000 people, Deborah, at one time. At one sitting. God's doing things on this earth. Don't let the devil tell you any different. Now here, Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life and made him become a living soul. Bam, we got Adam. Verse 8. This is the first thing he told him to do, to go to work. This is the first thing he told him to do, Martha, go to work. He didn't tell him to go down and get into a jacuzzi. Eve wasn't in the picture yet. He didn't say go eat a watermelon, but he said the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man. He didn't ask him, it wasn't a democracy. He put the man whom he had formed. Verse 15. Drop to verse 15. He put him in the garden. Verse 15, and the Lord God took the man, put him into the garden of Eden, and he told him something. God's telling you something today. He said, I want you to dress it. And keep it. Two different words, all right? In the Greek, if you look up and look up these words, you will see that dress it means to work at it. I mean, it means to work and serve. Get your hands dirty. I got a message I hadn't preached yet, but I'm going to preach it one day on what did God get when he got you? What kind of church member did God get when he got you? We'll get around to that later. But he said, get in there and get involved. And he said, keep it. Keep it means protect it. You got to work at it and you got to protect it. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's your finances. I don't care if it's your dog. I don't care if it's your cat. I don't care if it's your car. I don't care if it's your marriage. I don't care if it's your church. I don't care what it is. If you want to keep it, you better work it and protect it. Can I get an amen? Does anybody? Amen. I can say it again if I need to. If you want to keep it, you're going to have to do this right here. How do I know that? Because that's the first thing Adam did, and he was my grandfather. I ain't no different than him. Made out of the same mud. When I get through preaching, when I wear a suit, especially with a bright white shirt on, with up against my skin, you can ask my wife or the cleaners. When I get home, you know what the color of it is?
Mud.
Mud.
And you just took a shower.
Just took a shower. And it's mud colored. Why? Because I'm made out of mud. There ain't no difference between that mud out yonder. That's why when I get heat exhausted, I go home, run a tub, I sit down in an empty tub, and I cut the raw as hot as I can stand it, and open all the pores of my body, and I dump a whole bag, whole big box of baking soda in it, which came out of the earth, and a big bag of Epsom salt, which came out of the earth. It's actually magnesium. It don't have any salt in it. And then I dump some Dead Sea salt in it. Why? Because all that came out of the earth, and I sweat it out. I sit in there about 20 minutes. I get out. I feel a whole lot better, and it's a whole lot cheaper. Why? Because I'm made out of mud. This is what God said. He said, you dress it and you keep it. You work at it. You serve it. You protect it if you want to keep it. Now I want to ask you a few questions. And if I don't answer them today, I will answer them soon. I'm preaching, by the way, on day of what's in your garden. And we'll read in Matthew that your garden, Matthew, is your heart. That's who you are. What's in your garden? Just what's in your garden? Say that to yourself, what's in my garden? Like I just said a few minutes ago, weeds take water too. Some of them take more water than good plants. Okay? What have you planted in your garden? Who planted it? Have you let other folks plant stuff over in your garden? Come on, say amen. Yeah, come on. Come on.
Good preach. You preach.
He's dead and gone with Jesus now. But a good friend of mine said he was an environmentalist. Most of you knew who I'm talking about. Got in trouble one time. He went over to somebody else's garden and there's boiling crawfish. He said, I went to eating crawfish. How many of y'all like crawfish? I can eat them as long as I got them. That's why I buy, and you know, like they say an adult portion is 3 pounds. I don't know who measured that, but it wasn't me, okay? I just eat them till there ain't no more of them, or I get tired of peeling them. My friend went over to the crawfish bowl. Somebody handed him a bud. He thought about it, but he thought that would really go good with them crawfish. Well, I can assure you, you can eat crawfish without a bud. Well, that one was good, Paul. See, he got him a nut, and he's a big guy. He's thirsty, Price. You know, just chilling.
Want
to do you good, two will do you better. And that's all he had was two. But they got these folks that set up roadblocks sometimes. Now, all of them don't, but some of them drink too, so they know what alcohol smells like. And they set these roadblocks up in places where you can't turn around, and if you do turn around, they're going to run you down. That's your don't do this. Let me tell you some things not to do, okay? And so he got a DUI. He came and told me about it. We talked about it. Then he told me, he said, now you going to tell Miss Carrie? I said, no. I weigh her 3 times. Bless God, you can tell her yourself. And he told her with his head hung low. Something got planted in his garden. Took him a while to get it out. He got it out.
He did.
But it caused repercussions. It caused heartache. Just a couple of beers. Okay? I'm not here to beat you up. I'm not here to beat you down. I'm just telling you what can happen. You know, this is not, it's not really that bad. You know, do you ever think of yourself as a garden? If you don't, you need to start, because this is where God started. He started at a garden, so we're going to go back and start at a garden, like I've told you for years. All the plants in your garden, are they, you sure? Because now when I landscape for Miss Carrie, when I get a couple of our guys to landscape for Miss Carrie and pull grass up, they don't know weeds, Ty. They don't know weeds from plants. Some of the ones I got, baby, if it's a bush knee high with flowers on it, they think it's a weed. You understand what I'm saying? They just pull it all up. And what they don't pull up, Mel, they bury with mulch. You understand what I'm talking about? So you need to take inventory every once in a while and see what you got planted in your garden. Anybody with me? Y'all staying with me today? Brother Scotty, I'm good. I'm been saved. I'm good. Okay. We're going to be good. So I want to preach to the sinful people today. You good folk, you can just, you know, get on Facebook or something like that, okay? I come to preach to the sinners today. Have I got any of them in here? Have I got any people in here that's got some problems, that got some stuff planted in your garden? You thinking, no, I didn't plant that, bless God. I inherited that some kind of which way or another. Can I get a witness in the house?
Amen.
Now, you good folk, it won't take me long. I'll be through, all right? Just check out Facebook and tell them Brother Scotty's preaching to the sinners, so I'm going to play on Facebook, all right? Tell them I said hello. You see, Paul said, don't make any provision for your flesh. Romans 13:14. Don't make any provision for your flesh. Let me tell you what your flesh will do to you. I ain't talking about this right hand flesh. I'm talking about that spirit. You follow me? It'll plant stuff up in your garden now. Do y'all know what comfort food is? I didn't know what comfort food was when I was big as a pencil, Deb. I liked all of it. I even went to the doctor and told him I wasn't gaining no weight. I needed some kind of pills to gain weight. True story, I went and paid my own. Mama said, "Are you crazy?" I said, "Well, I'm going to see Dr. R.L. Moore. Something bound to be wrong with me." I told him that right over here where they was at, you know, and I walked in and sat down. Now, Dr. R.L. Moore, he wasn't one of these little sweet-talking kind of doctors. You understand what I'm saying? Anybody in here ever been to see him before? But he laughed. He laughed at me. I'm serious, Jody. I was a beanpole. I was 9 foot tall when I was born. And I mean, you know, I needed something to do something. Because it couldn't have been none of my extracurricular activities, you know, sleeping about 2 hours a night and blah, 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 that was causing these problems. You understand what I'm saying? Of course, he was my mother's doctor, my daddy's doctor, my family's doctor. And so he said, "Now say that again, Scotty." I said, "I need some pills to help me gain weight." He laughed. He said, "Your gene pool and time will take care of that, brother." Can I get an amen?
Yeah.
I've had sinuses. And, yeah, he was right. He blessed God. But let me tell you this right here. This morning when I got on the scales, when I got up to 280, I said, "Now God, something's going to change around here. We're going to start fasting and praying, mostly praying. Fasting don't seem, you know, we can't do that right now, but we got to do like pray." I weighed 263 this morning. I know me tall, it's kind of hard to tell, but at least tell me I look skinny. The Lord will forgive you if you don't think I look skinny, all right?
You look great.
I feel like I look skinny. As long as I feel like I look skinny and think I look skinny, bless God, I'm skinny.
Amen.
I ain't going to get no skinny jeans, though, okay? You feel me? I ain't the skinny jean type. I can tell some of you in here wouldn't even come back to church if I come up in here. Them fancy preachers got big churches, they got skinny jeans on.
Okay.
Price, you gonna leave me if I come up here with skinny jeans? Don't lie. Don't. Oh my God. God moving in here today. Amanda said something during church. Price is speechless. You lying. Lord forgive him. He's lying. Don't. No, I can't get distracted today. But Dr. Moore was right. So I'm fighting the fight of faith now. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? But I got it whooped down. I got it whooped down to 263. But you got to make a decision if you wanna keep this fine waistline. What you got to do? You got to work it and protect it. Do I need to break that down to you? That means you got to stay focused and you got to weigh and you can't and protect it. That means no honey buns. Can I come on, talk to me?
What about Mountain Dew?
Woo! I'm working on them demon-possessed Mountain Dews. I mean, them things for the devil.
Now that's what you need right there.
For the record, my daddy hates water, okay? I inherited that on him. He hates.
Oh, you're blaming that on him.
Well, he's not here, bless God. You know what all he blames on me, so. The worst thing I personally have ever been addicted to comes in a green bottle, Mountain Dew. There's some stuff in that.
Drugs, ain't
I mean, it ought to be illegal to sell it, really. I mean, you ought to have to get it on the black market. It's hard to get off of them. So I have stomach cramps. I mean, I'm working on it. I plan to be off of them by the time I'm 65 at least, okay? I mean, it's a serious situation. But I got to work it and protect it. But you know what? Miss Carrie's making me some tea, so I'm converting over drinking tea, okay? But hold on, hold on. Now stay with me, Scott.
It only has a cup and a half of sugar in it, that's all.
Well, that ain't much as Marty put in it. So my God. But it ain't got none of that green stuff in it. So God made tea. Let me tell you something. God made tea and sugar.
Yeah, that's true.
God didn't make Mountain Dew. The devil done made them. He slipped. He planted them, Miss Debbie. He planted them devils up in my garden. Amen. Scott, you can come on back. I ain't gonna get no skinny jeans. Scott's still stuck back on the skinny jeans. Come on up here with us, baby, all right? So.
I'll keep going back.
Now, Miss Carrie, she's making me some tea. And I like for it to sit, Marty Ray, in the refrigerator about a day or so and let it kind of cure. Then I start, you feel me?
It is better.
Yeah, it gets a little color to it. But now, just in case, Brian, just in case I need a Mountain Dew, I keep some handy right here. You feel me? Okay. Come on, somebody say amen, all right? Paul calls that making a provision for the flesh. I mean, I'm not to the place psychologically led. I can go to bed at night if there ain't Mountain Dew in my refrigerator. You understand what I'm saying? Do y'all feel me? I got a neighbor, it's Mel's uncle, Douglas Lovern. He can't sleep at night if he don't have a mule down in his barn, a real live mule that brays. You understand what I'm saying? He cannot sleep if it's not a mule in his barn. Am I telling the truth, Mel?
And he goes to bed at night.
He goes to bed so he can get up and drink hot coffee and look out there at his mule. He likes mules. I don't like mules. The only mule I ever had was Crazy, okay? Of course, I have had some crazy horses, too. Still got about three, as far as I know. We make provision for this flesh. See, something else planted that Mountain Dew in my garden, but hey, baby, I ain't mad at him about it. I ain't offended because, I mean, I felt like it did me a favor until I started trying to get off of it. Can I? Are y'all with me? You can transfer this to anything. This is transferable. You follow me? You see, like I don't have my wallet in my pocket, but if I gave you some money and you went over here to the store, see, money's transferable. As long as it's green American money, you go over here to the store. They said, no, that's Brother Scotty's money. I can't take it. It don't work like that. If I gave April some money, she can go to the store and buy what she wants to. They won't ask her where the money comes from, baby. They in the taking in money program at the store. So the Bible is say, well, that's Old Testament. Yeah, that's where God started. So that's where I advise you to start. That's where he told me to start, reboot my system. So I'm pulling up some weeds.
Amen.
It got to go. If this will drain on my system, it's finna get up out of here. It's finna go.
Amen.
Just have to wipe the tears. So, Brother Scotty, what if you got something that you kind of like and blah, blah, blah? I don't like it that much.
Not no more.
You better listen to this prophet today. If it's not beneficial to me, don't need it.
Amen.
Can I get a witness in the house?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Jesus cursed the fig tree and it died. It was a pretty fig tree. The disciples said, my God, what's going on? He said, well, don't make no figs. A fig tree don't make no figs. Ain't no good. They look fine, I guess, but I like figs. I like to go out there when the figs get ripe, and Rudy likes to stand out there and I pull them off the tree and eat them standing right there. So, Brother Scotty, you don't wash them or nothing? No, rain washes them. They are. I just stand there at the tree, and that's where I eat them.
Not leaves.
Figs. But if I go to my fig tree and ain't got no figs on it, man, it's going to have a serious problem. Because I'm going to have to get me another fig tree with figs on it. Thank God mine has figs on it. And it's going to stay that way. Are y'all listening to me today? Because we got some stuff planted in our garden that we like, but it ain't beneficial. It ain't beneficial.
No.
Last question. This week right here, starting today, will you be honest with God and say, now God, if you're pulling out the weeds in my garden, I'll snatch them things up. You know?
Yes.
You just have to tell God. You ain't got to tell me. I'm telling you how to better your life. I'm telling you what God told me yesterday sitting on the side of my bed and what I'm going to do because I'm facing some insurmountable odds and I know that they're not going to stop coming until something has got to be tweaked. I know that. I've been fighting them too long. In my fight, I'm not winning. But that's fixing to change. I know it's changed because God spoke to me. I'm just wanting you to listen to the voice of God. That's a baby crying. They do that sometimes. Just listen to the voice of God. Just tell Him, Lord, you pulling out the weeds.
Yes.
Help me get rid of them.
Yes.
Get rid of the easiest ones first. Some of them may hurt to pluck up. So don't bleed out.
Yeah.
But focus, concentrate, take inventory, and say, Lord, I need to make some shifts. And God spoke to me, and I know that for a fact. I'm over 57 years old. I'll tell you this, and we're going to be dismissed. I'm over 57 years old. I'll be 60 in 2 years and 8 months or so. My life works in 10-year cycles. I can tell you something that happened to me when I was 10 years old that changed my life. I can tell you something that happened to me when I was 20 years old. I got saved and met Jesus and started preaching that changed my life. I can tell you what happened to me when I was 30 years old that changed my life. I'm talking about destiny things. I can tell you something that happened to me when I was 40 years old. It changed my life. I can tell you something that happened to me 10 years later when I was 50 years old. Changed the course and thoughts about my life. When I get 60, either a year or so before or a year or so after, it's not a perfect situation, but around the year when I turn 60, something will happen in my life. And whatever happens in my life will happen in those that hear me's life, because Paul said if you study and preach the Word of God, you will not only save yourself, but those that hear you. And so God will change things for the better. Now, I want to say this one more time. We have to fight. Everybody that comes to this church has to fight to come. Y'all know that. You have to fight to come. When we get here, we have to fight. We have to fight sound systems. We have to fight sickness galore. I mean, all kind of stuff. I'm standing right over there. I said, God, this has got to stop. Remember what I said. Pray for this place first every morning. Pray for me personally second every morning. And then start on your regular prayer list. God will make some changes. Why are you saying that, Brother Scotty? If you want to keep it, you're going to have to work it and protect it. Is that not what the Bible says? Am I reading that right? And the Lord God took the man that he just made, put him in the garden, and said, go to work. Dress it and take care of it. You take care of God's house and God's man, God take care of you and your folks. That's the way it works. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name. We ask you to fill us with the Holy Spirit of God. Baptize us in fire from heaven. Increase our vision. Let us see what you see. Let us say what you say. Let us think what you think. Let us believe what you believe. Let us understand your word. Enlighten our eyes. Jesus told the disciples that everybody doesn't understand the parables that I teach, except y'all, I'm revealing them to y'all. So give us the spirit of revelation. Help us to understand the Bible, the written word of God, so we can walk in the word of God. It is our sword. Take that sword. Hebrew said it'll cut down in here and cut out all the junk and fill us with the Holy Spirit of God. Fill us with your power, God. Let your anointing be upon us. Because Isaiah said that anointing will destroy every yoke and remove every burden. And we need the yoke, things we're attached to, and we need the burdens lifted. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor, and I will give you rest. So we come to you today, Jesus.